جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. So today is the third and last lecture. Okay, let's go to our noble heart. Well, my wife today, while I'm preparing the PowerPoint, she told me, okay, you wrote the word noble, I used the wrong spelling. I wrote it like N-O-P-E-L, or B-E-L, which is the Nobel Prize. You know the prize? Okay, I don't know. But I'm sorry for this mistake. Actually, I'm talking about the noble heart, the real word noble, which is in general meaning, I'm talking about the best heart that we can get in this world. As a Muslim, this should be your goal in your life. To meet Allah Azza wa Jal one day, or to see Allah Azza wa Jal, or to leave this world with the best heart that you can get. And Allah Azza wa Jal gave us all, when we was born, a very clear and nice heart. Alhamdulillah, we live in this dunya, we listen to music, we see bad stuff in this life, and we need to clean our hearts. So that's why we're going to talk about how to purify our hearts. And I'm missing my friend, I can't remember his name, with the beard. He knows that I'm not scholar. Okay. No, yeah. So I just wanted to repeat this, because people see me wearing this jalabiya, thinking I am a scholar or something. I'm not a mufti at all. I'm just, as I told you, I just know a little bit in the medical field more than you guys. That's all. You know me. Okay. My question to you, and please, when I put a question here, ask yourself, an answer to yourself. Why we want to purify our hearts? Why? Why we want to clean it? Why? Why? Like doing a lecture about cleaning the heart. What's so important about the heart? Why not cleaning the intestine or the lungs or the anything else? Why the heart? Why we need to clean it?
The heart is clean, body is clean.
Heart is clean, body is clean. Good answer. Any other answer? Where's Farooq? Assalamu alaikum. Yes. Hamza, why we clean our hearts?
So that we can purify by our souls to go to Jannah.
Jazakallah khair. That's a second good answer. He said to clean our souls so we can get al-Jannah, inshaAllah. So we know the right path to al-Jannah is to have a good heart, a clean heart, and inshaAllah we leave this dunya with the best heart ever. And this is our way to al-Jannah, which is the purpose of life. It's if you have all the money in this world, you won't be happy. If you have everything in this world, if you're the king of the kings of every creature in this world, not only the human beings, if you're the king of the flies even, I don't know what to call you. By the end of the day, you won't be happy as a human if you don't have a clean heart. That's why we're going to talk about how to purify this heart. And knowing why we need to purify is I would say 60% of cleaning the heart. If you know that when you wake up in the morning, you have to do the right thing that keeps your heart clean, then this is a way of protecting your heart. And if you wake up in the morning and you know that you have to do some kind of actions to clean your heart, you will do it if you know why you need to clean your heart. Okay. Allah Azza wa Jal يقول في القرآن يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Which day is that? يوم القيامة. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون. The word mal, everything that we can say, something that we can buy by money and money itself, nothing will benefit. The day when there will be not benefit anyone, wealth or children. That day nothing. If you have 20 children or wealth, I would say uncountable wealth, still you won't benefit from that. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله. When we say إلا means except. So we all in this world have money, but this we won't benefit from it. Allah Azza wa Jal here says, but only one who comes to Allah with a sound heart, nothing will benefit except a sound heart. Now we know why we need to purify our hearts. Because when you come to the day on the day of judgment and see Allah Azza wa Jal, you cannot help yourself with anything but a sound heart, a clean heart, a good heart. Allah Azza wa Jal fi Surah Al-Hujurat, I'm going to read the Surah Al-Hujurat. It's telling us a story, but in the middle of this story Allah Azza wa Jal gives us a kind of a main rules to follow in this life. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. Every one of us have his own personality. We have our personalities and our opinions in this world, and we think we're doing good at least, or are we the best? Sometimes we feel like I understand everything and I am the good and the best man ever. I understand in my field, I understand in politics, I understand in religion, I understand in everything. But Allah Azza wa Jal tells us who is really the rightly guided person, or I don't want to say the scholar. The word scholar guides us that to the scholar in the religion only. But Allah Azza wa Jal tells us who is the best person who can decide rightly in everything. He chooses the right decisions in everything. But Allah has indeed to you the faith and has made it pleasing in your heart and has made hateful to you to disbelieve, defiance and disobedience. Those are the rightly guided. So Allah Azza wa Jal حَبَّبَ الْإِيمَانَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal made us love the faith, or have the faith in our hearts. And زَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. If you eat rice or chicken, something that you accept to eat, if you go and visit someone and he gave you rice with chicken, you're gonna eat it. You won't say, no, I won't eat this. But if you really love to eat the meat, and he provided you with the meat, you're going to eat like in a pinch way, you know? You're going to eat a lot because you love it. Loving something is not like just doing it because it's something accepted. A level of iman in our qulub is a level to have the faith. زَيِّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ to be more loved and to do it in love. Honestly, I could not explain it in English in a right way. حَبَّبَ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ
Obsessed.
Yeah, maybe you're going to reach that level. Yeah, it's obsession. Yeah, you're going to do it in every detail of your life. And you're going to make sure that you keep this heart filled with this iman. I'm still thinking there may be one or two still in this masjid saying, still it's not important to clean our hearts or to purify our hearts. Allah Azza wa Jalla fil ayah يقول الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب ألا بذكر الله What happens to the قلوب? Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah unquestionably by the remembrance of Allah hearts are assured. The word تطمئن I wrote it here on the top. The heart tranquility. How your heart rests. Do you know the process of having depression? Every one of us has the potential to develop depression. Every one of us. No one is protected. How come we have depression? Honestly, as a medical doctor, I would say I cannot believe that someone who is Muslim and remembering Allah Azza wa Jal will have depression in this world. I cannot think. Whatever happens to you, if you lose your wife, your kids, if you lose all your money, if you lose your organs, your hands, still if you have Allah Azza wa Jal in your heart and you have this faith in your heart, I cannot think of a Muslim believing in Allah Azza wa Jal and having his heart cleaned, وَمَلِيءٌ filled بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ by remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will have any sort of psychological disturbance or imbalance. Never. When we have this imbalance, when we don't know ourselves, when we miss our way, when we forget Allah Azza wa Jal, We live in a jail of this dunya troubles. Having a credit card, having money, and having thinking of building a house, and having a new car, and thinking lots of this dunya. I don't want to use any negative description, but it's still a dunya. Enough that we say dunya, dunya, something dani. If you fill your hearts with this dunya, music, dance, money, houses, if you live for this dunya, you have a very good potential to develop depression very soon. Okay? Go and read about the stories of those rich, and they kill themselves. Why? Why a person gets a depression to the level that he kills himself? Allah Azza wa Jal tells us how to treat our depression, or how to make our hearts lives in the best sa'ada, in the right sa'id way, happy way in this world. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Dhikrillah is not only listening to Quran. Dhikrillah, the word, that includes every way of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Not just listening to Quran. Sometimes, yani, people think, bidhikrillah, if you just put the CD on your car or at home and listen to Quran. No. Listen, I mean the real listening using our hearts. Not just put the Quran in the car, and if you're driving your car, putting the Quran in it, you feel like, alhamdulillah, I'm a good Muslim having the Quran on in my car all the way, alhamdulillah. No. You have to feel this Quran. You have to listen by your heart. You know what Allah Azza wa Jal is ordering you in this Quran. And if you listen, you obey. You follow. You do. If you listen, you change. You react. You act. But if you're just using your ear, well, we listen to lots of stuff during the day, not only Quran. So, ذكر الله عز وجل بالتسبيح بالصلاة بالقرآن بسماع الخير. Everything that makes you remember Allah عز وجل makes your heart rested, sound, clear, fine. Don't worry about seeing the psychiatrist. Remember Allah عز وجل and delete the psychiatrist appointment. Take it off your schedule. Wallahi a'lam. Yani, I'm telling you the truth. Yani, I have a friend of mine, he's from Burma. And he memorizes the whole Quran. Alhamdulillah. And inshallah, make dua for him. He's in his way to Australia. Maybe inshallah. He memorizes the whole Quran. He lived in Mecca all his life. And then he came to Sudan. We studied the medical school together. My friend, in the middle, like I think at the third year in the uni, he got through a lots of problems, financial problems, and he couldn't see his family for more than 8 or 9 years, and lots of problems. And he needed to see a psychiatrist. And he was our teacher at that time. And the doctor gave him medications. He is a medical doctor, and he went to see a psychiatrist. And he memorizes the whole Quran. Wallahi, and he one day will come here and he will explain to you this. Inshallah, if he came here one day, he will let you know that. He said, I used all the tablets. Wallahi, I didn't feel better. I just started to go back and read the daily word, the daily amount of Quran that he reads daily, like if he reads one chapter or two chapters, and I felt better. Now I know that all these tablets, as he said, rubbish. It's nothing. We know our cure. It's in this Quran. It's in remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. في آية ثانية الله عز وجل يقول وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم لم تؤذونني وقد تعلمون أني رسول الله إليكم فلما زاغوا أزاغ الله قلوبهم والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. I want you to go here. And when they deviated, Allah caused their hearts to deviate. And Allah does not guide the definitely disobedient people. May Allah never put us in this with this group. Yani, if you choose to deviate from what Allah Azza wa Jal told us to go through, Allah Azza wa Jal will cause your heart to deviate more and more. If you choose to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, look, it's not one stage. It's not like black and white. It's just like obeying or not obeying. It's a journey. We live this life like a full journey. Either you live your life struggling to obey Allah Azza wa Jal, or you live your life disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. We're doing our best. We wake up in the morning, we try to wake up morning and pray al-fajr on time. And we try not to do haram things, inshallah. We go to work, we try to get the halal money to our kids. We see people in the streets, we deal with, on daily life, following Allah Azza wa Jalla orders. We live to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, what's the purpose of life? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Do you know this ayah? Alhamdulillah. He's the youngest one here in this masjid, I would say, and he knows this ayah. We all know this ayah. We know that Allah Azza wa Jal khalaqana, Allah Azza wa Jal created us من أجل أن نعبد الله, to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. So we're not here actually to collect money. We're not here in this world to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you choose to deviate, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. This ayah came in a context of a whole story. But I don't want to talk about the whole story. But the thing, I just wanted to concentrate on this part of this ayah. So let's to choose not to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay. Then how to cure our hearts? How to purify our hearts? Number one, the Quran. I would say clearly, look, there's lots of books, and I chose to write a very clear and direct ways to cure your heart. The Quran is very important medication to purify your heart. Your heart, either it's in can you help me with a word that describes qasiyatan qulubuhum, like the heart when it gets rigid and like stone like something qasi. Shaykhana, you know Arabic and English. Something qasi, hardened. Yeah. If you choose to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal and wake up in the morning and live your day making sin after sin after sin after sin, By the end of the day, what do you think your heart gonna be? The more you do sins, the more your heart will get harder and harder, till it reaches the limit that it looks like a stone-like, as described in the Quran. It turns into not muscular thing. It's gonna be something really hard and black, as described in the Hadith from the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what's the Quran can do for this person who have a really hardened heart and a black heart? Reading the Quran will oppose this process of hardening the heart and will make it flexible, back again to normal, and will make this heart clearer and purified, and I would say whiter. اللهم إنا نسألك قلوبا سليمة قلوبا ناصعة بالبياض طاهرة من كل الأمراض. يعني نسأل الله to take all and wave all the heart diseases from our heart. The Quran makes your heart lean, يلين القلوب. يعني I don't want to use the word liquefy. You think that water comes to it? But it makes it really flexible, not hardened.
Supple.
Yeah. Supple. How do you say it?
Supple.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, it's better than me. Yes. So, let's say, how can I use the Quran to make my heart clear and purified? Reading the Quran every Jum'ah, that will be enough. Well, reading the Quran every Ramadan. Wallahi, ya Shaykh, it's really, يعني, Shaykhana Sweti, Jazallah khair, يعني, أنا أستغرب من حاجتين. I'm surprised. A sheikh, every Jum'ah, when I come here and attend, he will remind people, please remind your families and whoever you know outside to come to the masjid. And mashallah, the masjid is full to the end. Mashallah, Salat al-Asr, no one is attending. Maybe just few who's regularly attending to the masjid are here. Salat al-Maghrib, no one is attending. Coming Jum'ah, Shaykh al-Suwaiti again, Jazallah khair, he will remind people, please. Yani, ta'al, come to the masjid and remind your family members, remind your friends, whoever Muslim you know, come to the masjid. Where's the people? Yiji Ramadan, inshaAllah, fi Ramadan. Salat al-Duhr, you see no one, but mashallah, one or two lines. Salat al-Asr, no one. Salat al-Maghrib, no one. Salat al-Isha, people will come late. Salat al-Tarawih, everyone is here, mashallah. Salat al-Fajr, Shaykh al-Suwaiti, Shaykhana Abu Ismail, Jazamullah khair, will remind people, please come to Salat al-Fajr. And no one is here. Yani, where's people? I hope they're not doing the same with the Quran. Some people just open the Mus'haf only in Ramadan. And maybe, wallah, I heard from one person, he said, wallah, I'm 42 years old, I never read the whole Quran in my life. He never completed the whole Quran, reading. 42 years old, lost of his life actually. If you're reading the Quran every Ramadan, mashallah, your heart will be clean and clear in Ramadan. But you're missing 11 months in your life every year. Do we have to read the Quran every Friday? Is that enough to keep our hearts clean during the week? No? Good on you. Good on you. He's the youngest one in this masjid and he said not enough. Khalas, inshallah, one day Quran, one day off. Like holiday. Is that enough? No. Jazakallah khair. It's not enough because this is your life. The purpose of your life is to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. Read the Quran on a daily basis. لا تكن من الهاجرين القرآن. ما تهجر القرآن. Don't leave the Quran. How can I explain the word هاجر القرآن? Anyone can help me with this? When you leave a place, like if you pack all your home furniture and your clothes and you leave Canberra, you say, خلاص أنا مهاجر, I'm leaving, I'm going to live in Malaysia. Immigration. Okay, if you're leaving, you're saying goodbye and your friends will make a farewell for you, يعني السلام, bye bye. If you do this to Quran, if you don't read the Quran for 3 days, you will be considered as detached from the Quran. Don't get detached. That's a way of explaining hijrah in some way. So read the Quran in a daily basis. I would say, do not forget the Quran in every hour. If you can read, inshallah, one ayah, or tasbih, or dhikr, if you can do the Quran, inshallah, in every second of your life, do it. If you remember, recite the Quran if you're driving your car. Recite the Quran when you wake up in the morning before you get off your bed. Yani, recite the Quran if you're leaving the work. If you're upset with your boss, yani, don't keep yani زعلان and say bad things to yourself. Yani, read Surah Al-Ikhlas. قل هو الله واحد in yourself. Calm yourself down. Read Surah Al-Fatiha. اقرأ المعوذتان. اقرأ يعني أذكارك. Read all what you know about the Quran, about the Quran, or all what Allah Azza wa Jal told us to read in this Quran. I'm going to ask those who doesn't speak Arabic. Is it an excuse for a Muslim who doesn't speak Arabic to say, look, alhamdulillah, I'm Muslim, I'm good, I'm praying, but because I don't speak Arabic, I'm not reading Quran. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse because if you get money for learning Arabic, you will do it. Sah? If I tell you, wallahi, whoever speaks Arabic fluently, he will get, mashallah, $50,000. How many will speak Arabic, inshallah, by the end of this month? I think all of us will be shouting in Arabic, "Hala, assalamu alaikum." Speaking Arabic, $50,000. It's better than any cooking program or any kind of reward that we can get from Optus or anything. Just learn how to read Quran and you'll get your heart purified and you will get a Jannah, inshallah. So righteous actions are a cue for the heart. We talked last time that our heart reflected into our actions. If we see someone's behavior and we see that this person acts in a righteous way and he is doing good deeds and he is treating everyone in a good and nicely manner, we would say, mashallah, this person have, mashallah, very good heart. Lakin if we see someone who is shouting, swearing and doing bad stuff and everyone is taking care not to talk to him and everyone is going away from him, this person, we say, don't mention his name, he doesn't have a heart even. He's having a bad heart. How we know, we didn't make an open heart surgery to him. We just saw his actions. We talked about the hadith from Rasulullah Sallam. إِذَا صَلُحَ أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. We talk that there is what we call it, flesh, that in the heart, if it's doing good, then all the body will be doing good. If it's corrupted, all your body will be corrupted. So doing the righteous actions or doing good deeds in this life purifies your heart in a way. So make sadaqah, treat your parents. I cannot think of a Muslim who is not yani barbi waliday. This is the best thing ever. Ibn Abbas, when they asked him, he said, "I cannot think of anything best than treating your mom in a good way." البر بالوالدة, بر بالأم, البر بالأب, هذا من حسن من حسن الخلق. This is the most, this is the righteous actions. Doing a sadaqah, and mashallah, attending Michael Jackson. I was already dead. I don't know if any listening to Michael Jackson is one of the good deeds. No, you sure? Listening to music is not a good deed, Hamza? Why? Yeah, you're listening to Mazamir al-Shaytan, which is against to the first cue, which causes your heart to be hardened and black. So don't listen to music. And Farooq, you remember last time what he told you? So no music, and you're going to help us in the forced kind of cure to the heart. The third one is leaving indecent actions are a cure for the heart. What's the difference between the second and the third one? In the second one, we said doing righteous actions are a cure for the heart. And then we came again on the third one, we said leaving indecent actions. Look, brothers, in this world, no one is, mashallah, pure good, or no one is pure bad. Okay? We're all doing good and bad deeds. We all have these two sides of us. We have the evil side and we have the good side of us. So if someone who's, I would say, drinking alcohol and he is a Muslim, and if we talk to him, he would say, "Look, I won't pray, I won't come to the masjid, I won't read about Islam because I'm already doing the worst thing ever in this world, I'm drinking alcohol." We would say, "Yahi, stop doing indecent actions, stop drinking alcohol." Stopping is something. It cleans your heart. And doing righteous actions is cleans your heart also in a different way. We're gonna ask him, brother, keep drinking alcohol, but we want you to wake up in the middle of the night and say and pray Salat al-Qiyam. Do you think we'll ask him to do this? It's gonna be very hard for him. So we won't go to him and say, do righteous actions now. For this person who's drinking alcohol, what he should do to clean his heart, he should start with stopping doing indecent actions. Okay, we gave like an extreme example of someone who's drinking alcohol. Let's talk about most of us, or I would say all of us, we don't drink alcohol. Sure, Allah, if someone is drinking alcohol here. Huh? Not all the chocolate in Australia are pure of alcohol. So make sure, don't eat chocolate mixed with white wine. Okay? Let's say for us, all of us, who's now sitting and attending this lecture in masjid, you go to, through your day and you do wrong actions. You do your wrong actions, sometimes you disobey your dad. Sometimes it happens. Behind, without telling your dad. Or sometimes we do wrong actions with our wives, with our kids, with our friends. Sometimes we do actions, wrong actions without anyone knows about it. Like we do it in behind. We know it. Allah Azza wa Jalla know it. No one else know it. Lakin, what we have to do in our journey in order to clean and purify our hearts? Do both. Yani, sa'id nafsak by doing both. Help yourself by doing both. Stop wrong action. Stop ghibah. Stop namima. Stop eating haram money. Stop being engaged in credits and stuff. Stop. And at the same time, do more righteous actions. If you pray only al-Isha at the masjid, come as much as you can. If you don't, come at the Isha. If you read Quran in Ramadan only, please read it every Friday. If you read it in Friday only, read it every day. If you read one safha, read two. If you memorize only 10 surahs, memorize 10. And if you don't visit your family, visit them, ask about them. Do good deeds and at the same time, stop indecent deeds. By doing this both action, you actually purifying your heart. And by the end of the day, in the day of judgment, inshaAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal will help us all to meet Allah Azza wa Jal with a sound heart, inshaAllah. Okay, the fourth thing, I said bless the poisonous antidotes. What do I mean by that, Hamza?
Last lesson,
yeah.
You said that there were four things that could poison the heart.
Jameel. JazakAllah khair. Thank you. Last lecture we talked about four things that could poison the heart. And if we take the antidotes for this poisonous, mashallah, inshallah, our heart will be purified. What is the first poison? Pardon?
Tongue.
Talking a lot?
No, like saying.
Yeah. It's a good example that when you talk a lot, a smoke comes out of your mouth. If you talk with people a lot, you're going to take lots of smoke from others, and this smoke will precipitate in your heart. It's a black smoke. So don't talk a lot. Okay? Keep your tongue in. Because inshallah, ba'den, on the day of Qiyamah, you will get this tongue statement. Not account, not money statement, not St. George, not a Commonwealth account statement. You will get this tongue statement. You said this. And you said this, and you said this. So please don't talk a lot. Don't talk a lot. This is the first poisonous, talking a lot. Second thing, Farooq. Allah ya'inak, inta wurdta ma'ayna. What is the second poison? Pardon?
Eyes.
You remember that advice? Huh? Yeah. We talked about this last time. We said one of the poisons to your heart, using your eyes in a wrong way. So we said clearly, do not look to women. Do not stare at women. Do not keep looking at women. Simply. That's clear. Why? And we said the example of Imam al-Shafi'i, And we said that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him the ability to memorize. And people said he used to just look at the page and read it once, and he would close the book memorizing that book. One day he came back home and he tried to read and memorize something, he couldn't. He tried again, he couldn't. He lost that ability. And حَتَّى فِيهَا الْبَيْتِ شَكَوْتُ إِلَىٰ وَكِيعٍ سُوءَ حِفْظِي فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. يعني, all what he did, he took a glimpse at a woman's leg. He looked at a woman's leg. But the thing, he looked the first time and he repeated the look. So first time happens, that's fine. يعني, don't keep your eyes open. Take your head and look down. Now what we said, when you talk to a woman, yeah, look to the ground, look to somewhere else. Don't keep staring at women. Okay? You remember that, Farooq? Alhamdulillah. What's the fourth poison? Third. We said talking a lot. We said staring or using our eye in wrong way. Allah alaik. Thank you, Zakroon. Eating too much. Oh, we're going to Nando's. Oh, mama, I need chicken today. Lots of chicken. Chips, fried. Eating a lot, overeating, is something that will poison your heart. And believe me, this will poison your heart medically. And we will see you in the emergency. Hope not. And also will poison your heart, like spiritually. So do not eat a lot. And we said, the worst container ever to be filled in this world is your tummy, your stomach. Do not overfill it. Eat as much as you can. And sometimes people go crazy. Huh? When have friends and nice food, they go crazy. They eat a lot and they cannot stand. Alhamdulillah. Okay? We said third to your food, third to your drink, and third to air, please. And I remember just one joke. They said one ate, and he like full 100% his tummy. No place even to drink. And I asked him, "Akhi, haram, you ate 100%." He said, "Like, look, I filled it now with food. I'll drink water. Water will go flow. Anyways, we'll find a way to flow, and breathe from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla help us to breathe." So don't do that, please. What is the fourth one?
Bad companies.
Farooq, again, we said that to Farooq and Hamza and the young people here. If you have some bad company in your life, just detach, cancel them. You live a very short life. There's no time, there's no option, there's no space for any bad company in your life. A Muslim, you have good friends. You have very good friends only in your life. In every aspect of this life. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Okay? Do not keep some bad friends to the worst days ever in your life. Just delete them. Easy. Choose the right companions. Look to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our example, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is his companions? Look to Umar ibn Khattab. Look to Ali ibn Abi Talib. These are our stars, you know. This is who we should follow. They don't have, mashallah, a fanan or mashallah, an actor or someone. You don't have to know some negative people in your life. Muslim, keep yourself, keep your life just bounded with those who is doing good in your life. Even if you're at uni, and you know, I said in every aspect why. Because at uni, you're going to find, mashallah, some good people and some bad people. I mean, academically. Go with those good academically. If you have some neighbors, go with the best neighbors who having, mashallah, good manners. In every aspect. For you as a young, mashallah, Muslim, in every step in your life, choose good friends only. Yani if you see their akhlaq, if you need, ask your dad. Do you think, my dad, this is a good person or not? And he will let you know. Agree? Alhamdulillah. So if we take this antidote, we all know what the word antidote means? No. Well, I'm sorry, this is a medical word. I thought everyone knows it. If you have this nut sensitivity, hypersensitivity, and you eat nuts, and you get this hypersensitivity, and they take you to the emergency, what we give you in the emergency, we give you antidote to oppose the effect of these nuts into your body. Or if you take any kind of poisonous, like drink or poison in your body, or if a snake bite you, what we do, we give you antidote just to oppose the action of this poison. So now we know eating lots of food is a poison to our body. The antidote to eating lots of food is not to eat a lot. So that's clear. For everything, oppose the first, the four poisons, and do the three cure that we have in front of us here. Read lots of Quran, do righteous actions, stop doing indecent actions, and use the four antidotes. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah, bi'idhnillah, you will get the sound heart. Insha'Allah. Just here, three ayat from the Quran that I want you to read. I love reading this ayat. And I put the word indeed here clear. It's really indeed. I want you to see it here. Indeed, whoever purifies himself shall achieve success and remembers the name of the Lord, of his Lord, and prays. Surah Al-A'la. Second ayah. Indeed, he succeeds who purifies himself, and indeed he fails who corrupts himself. In Quran, there's a nice Arabic wording. Now we talked about the qalb. We all know the Arabic translation to the heart. We said qalb, we said fu'ad, we said sadr. And now this is additional Arabic wording added to your dictionary. As tazkiyah. It's not zakatul fitr when you talk about it in Eid. Like in what we say, zakki nafsak. Make yani tazkiyatun nafsi. At tazkiyah, yani it's like equals purify your heart. Tazkiyatul qalbi, tanqiyatul qalbi. Tazkiyah, purify. Even write it T-I-Z-I-K-A-H, whatever, in a way, tazkiyah, purifying your heart. Lots of ayat in the Quran talking about purifying, like this ayah. Indeed, he succeeds who purifies himself. Or some other ayats talking about كيف نزكي أنفسنا عليكم السلام ورحمة الله كيف نزكي أنفسنا كيف نطهر قلوبنا. Okay, it, in a way, it's the same meaning of purifying the heart. Indeed, he succeeds who purifies himself, in a way, who purifies his heart and purifies himself from doing wrong deeds. And indeed, he fails who corrupts his self. And another ayah, have you not seen those who claim purity for themselves? Nay, but Allah purifies whom he pleases. Yuzakki. Can you see this? Allah Azza wa Jal, yuzakki qulubana, yutahhiru qulubana. He cleans and purifies our hearts. Yes. Jazakallah khair. Yes. هذا حديث قدسي؟ أنا أنت قلت في الحديث هذه الآية قرآنية. نعم. الآية خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم. إن صلاتك يعني أنا can you translate it شيخ السويدي؟ yes جزاك الله خير ما في this آية جزا الله خير شيخ السويدي أن 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 شيخنا أبو نوال إدريس شيخ أخو he is شيخنا إن شاء الله they just reminded us of the آية that يعني I'm gonna try to explain it in English. خذ من أموالهم صدقة. Take from the money صدقة. And we all know the word صدقة, what it means. خذ من أموالهم صدقة. Take from the money صدقة that purifies their hearts and cleans their hearts. Even doing the صدقة, it's a good action. Is that what we talked about? Doing a good action. The صدقة and giving the صدقة in a way purifies your heart and helps your heart to be clean. If that's the moral of this ayah. Yeah. Last ayah again. Have you not seen those who claim purity for themselves? No, but Allah purifies whom He pleases. Yani, what you do the action and you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to clear your heart. You cannot go to Woolies or Coles now to buy something that you drink and mashallah makes your heart clean. Like in what you do, you struggle, you do your best. You do sadaqah, you do dua, you make salah, you keep reading Quran and you keep away yourself from doing bad deeds. And you're doing all this and you ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahumma tahhir qulubana, Allahumma tahhir qulubana, Allahumma naqqi qulubana. Oh Allah, purify our hearts. Oh Allah, zakki our hearts. Yani, you ask Allah Azza wa Jal and Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, will purify your hearts. Okay. Mecca is the heart of the Islamic Ummah. And may Allah Azza wa Jal gather us in Mecca, in the heart of this world. And Allah Azza wa Jal gives us a sound heart that allow all of us to gather inshaAllah in Al-Jannah. I can't say anything but thank you for attending and listening to me. And again, I'm reminding you, my name is Ahmed Jalal. I am not a scholar. I'm wearing this jalabiya because I am Sudanese. And we have, this is like a traditional dress. I'm not a scholar. Jazakumullah khair. If you have a medical question of something not religious, I'm more than happy to answer. If you have a question about religion, I'm so sorry, I cannot answer. So if you have, any one of you have questions... Farooq, do you remember the four poisons? Alhamdulillah, that's all. Jazakumullah khair, ya akhi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.